August 4, 1926, one who is in the divine will is safe, wherever she might be, because in it there are four floors. My days, my hours, are always in the nightmare of the so very hard privations of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how painful it is to pass from light to darkness. And while one thinks she is going to enjoy the light, he escapes like a flash, and one remains in the dark, more than before. Now, while I was under the press of the privation of the light of my sweet Jesus, and feeling that I could take no more, my dear life, my highest good, moved in my interior, and as I felt him I said to him, Jesus, how can you leave me? Without you I don't know where I am. And he, all goodness, told me, my daughter, what? You don't know where you are. Are you not in my will? The house of my will is large, and if you are not on one floor you must be on another. In fact, my will contains four floors. The first one is the low level of the earth, that is, the sea, the earth, the plants, the flowers, the mountains, and everything else that exists in the lower part of the universe. My will dominates and rules everywhere. Its place is always of queen, and it holds everything in the palm of its hand. The second floor is the sun, the stars, the spheres. The third is the azure sky. The fourth is the fatherland, mine and of the saints. In all of these floors my will is queen, it occupies the first place of honor. Therefore, whichever of these floors you might be on, be certain that you are always in my will. If you go around in the lower part of the universe, you will find it awaiting you in the sea, that you may unite with it to do what it does. As it carries out its love, its glory, its power, it awaits you on the mountains, down below in the valleys, in the flowery fields, it awaits you in all things, that you may keep it company, so that you may omit nothing. Even more, you will be the repeater of its acts, and once you have gone through the first floor, move on to the second, and you will find it awaiting you with majesty in the sun, so that its light and its heat may transform you and make you lose your being, and you may know how to love and glorify as the divine will knows how to love and glorify. Therefore, go around within our house, in the works of your Creator, because he awaits you everywhere, that you may learn his ways and repeat what my will does in all created things. In this way you will be sure of being always in the supreme volition. Not only this, but you will be always with me. And even though you do not always see me, you must know that I am inseparable from my will and from my works, and therefore, since you are in it, I will be with you and you will be with me. Having said this, he disappeared like a flash, and I remained in the dark, more than before, continuing my acts in the supreme volition. But while I was doing this, I prayed him to come back to his little daughter, saying to him, My Jesus, I pray you by virtue of your own will. And since your will is spread throughout the whole creation, filling it completely, it is your very will that prays you in the sun to come back to your little newborn. It prays you in each star, it prays you in the azure sky to hasten to come to the one who cannot live without you. It supplicates you in the sea, in its roaring waves, in its sweet murmuring, to come quickly to your little exiled one. Don't you hear, my love, my voice and your will resounding in all created things, and all creation praying, supplicating, sighing, crying for you to return to the little one of your will? How can so many voices not move you to pity? How can so many sighs not push you, and not make you fly? Don't you know, O Jesus, that it is your will that prays you, and if you do not listen to it, it is your will that pays the price? And I believe you cannot do without listening to it. But while I was saying this and yet more, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, transforming me completely in him and sharing his bitternesses with me, which were already too many. Oh, God, how many sad things he showed! And his heart was pierced. Then, afterwards, as though wanting to cheer himself, making himself seen with his usual pen of light in his hand, he told me, My daughter, let us put everything aside, Let us speak of the kingdom of the supreme will, which interests me so much. Don't you see how I am always in the act of writing its qualities, its celestial laws, its power, its divine prodigies, its enchanting beauty, its infinite joys, the order and the perfect harmony that reigns in this kingdom of the divine fiat, in the depth of your soul? First I make the preparations, I form in you all the properties of it, and then I speak to you, so that, by feeling its properties within yourself, you may be the spokesperson of my will, the crier of it, its telegraph and the little trumpet which, with a shrill sound, may call the attention of those passing by to listen to you. The teachings I give you about the kingdom of my will be like many electric wires, which are such that, when the appropriate communications are established and the necessary preparations are made, a single wire is enough to give light to entire cities and provinces. The power of the electricity, with rapidity greater than that of the wind, gives light to public and private places. The teachings about my will be the wires. The power of the electricity will be the fiat itself which, with enchanting rapidity, will form the light that will cast away the night of the human will, the darkness of passions. Oh, how beautiful the light of my will be! In seeing it, creatures will dispose the devices in their souls in order to connect the wires of the teachings, so as to enjoy and receive the power of the light that the electricity of my supreme will contains. Do you want to see what will happen? Look, I take one wire of my teachings linked to your soul, and you emit your voice within the wire. Say, I love you, I adore you, I bless you. Whatever you want to say, and be attentive on looking. I said I love you, and that I love you changed into characters of light and the electric power of the supreme volition multiplied it, in such a way that I love you of light would go through the whole vault of the heavens, fix itself in the sun and in each star, penetrate into heaven, fix itself in each blessed, form its crown of light at the foot of the divine throne, and enter even into the bosom of the supreme majesty. In sum, wherever the divine will was, there it would form its electric light. And Jesus continued, my daughter, have you seen what power the electricity of the supreme fiat has, and how it reaches everywhere? The electricity of the earth diffuses down below at the most, it does not have the power to reach even the stars. But the power of my electricity diffuses down below, up high, in the hearts, everywhere. And when the wires are disposed, with enchanting rapidity it will make its way into the midst of creatures,